the West Kent News feature. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson. Visit Southborough's beautiful cemetery and you may spot a grave with a model of a strange-looking tower on long legs in front of it. This marks the final resting place of a little-known civil engineer called Guy Maunsell. The former Southborough resident was responsible for creating the World War II sea forts you can see from the North Kent coast. Historian Margaret Flo McEwen looks after his grave. She says he deserves wider recognition for the significant role he played in our country's defence.
So he had a very important part to play. He's an engineer, a very understated gentleman. And during the war, we had a lot of problems with the Luftwaffe making their way up into central London and dropping their bombs. The Admiralty needed to find a solution to this. That the problem they had was that although there was the blackout, nobody told the River Thames, and so at night under moonlight, the water would be twinkling, and so the Luftwaffe would make their way across to the Thames estuary and then follow the path of the river to drop their bombs. Guy was tasked with coming up with a solution, and he decided the best thing was to strategically place defences out in the estuary where they could intercept the enemy aircraft as they flew over. And that's the Maunsell Forts, which bear his name and are still there to this day.
There are two types of fort, aren't there?
There's a naval fort, which is, to see them, they're like two massive pints of Guinness with a flat platform across the top. There were four to start with, there's only two now. And then the army forts are the ones which, when people see photos of them, will instantly say, Star Wars, War of the Worlds, there's seven towers looking extremely alien-like.
So when were the forts installed and were they successful?
They were built under a veil of secrecy over in Gravesend in Kent, and they were towed out into the estuary. And yes, they were very successful. By the time the army forts were positioned, we're talking about 1942 to 1943, but they still shot down 22 enemy aircraft, 30 doodlebugs. And for my reckoning, that means there's a whole cluster of families in central London that are alive today that wouldn't have been were it not for Guy Maunsell's amazing engineering skills.
Now, people of a certain age also have an affection for the forts, don't they?
They do indeed, because if you go back to the 1960s, the pirate radio stations that were starting to come to life in Britain were looking for broadcasting locations, and the forts were a natural home for them.
Being an engineer who used a lot of concrete, does that mean that Guy had a role in the creation of the Mulberry Harbours?
He was one of a series of engineers to put their heads together to come up with some kind of way of supporting the war effort, and the Mulberry Harbours were the output of that. The sad thing is, though, for many, many years, although he had a very key part in that, it wasn't recognised anywhere. But over the years, people have realised that it's important to recognise everybody's efforts. And now if you go to Arromanche in Normandy, there's a lovely plaque there in the D-Day Museum, and it bears his name.
Now, you've saluted Guy's resting place from the air. Can you tell me about that?
As we were approaching the 60th anniversary of his passing, I was speaking to a friend of mine who happens to have a fleet of Spitfires, and he offered to do a flypast for me. On the day, as I was laying the wreath at his grave, he was overhead in a beautiful Spitfire doing a victory roll. And the following year, on the very day, I was incredibly privileged to be sitting in the back seat of that two-seat Spitfire doing a victory roll myself.
That was the historian Margaret Flo McEwen. You can find out more about Guy Maunsell by looking up the Maunsell Sea Forts Appreciation Group on Facebook. You can also hear an extended version of this interview on our website. For West Kent Radio, I'm Brian Johnson.